Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's Ola, it's our standing by. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you will play Profile this in minutes. But first, Bob, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose Mr. Nicholas Johnson. He's a college student majoring in operations research and financial engineering. Very sexy stuff for sure. But anyway, Nicholas was just named Princeton University's valedictorian for the class of 2020. So congratulations to him. He said he appreciated Princeton for encouraging him and supporting him with international internships and cultural immersion trips. He got to go to Peru, Hong Kong, a bunch of these types of places to continue his studies. And says his senior thesis focused on, and I quote, developing algorithms to design a community-based preventative health intervention to decrease obesity. Again, he's a smart dude. He went to Princeton. That's why it was about that. Very Princeton-y stuff. But just know that Princeton's first 9 university presidents, all right, they were slave owners. This plays into this. First 9. And for the first time in the school's 274-year history, they have named their first black valedictorian. And that would be our man, Nicholas. But before we celebrate this milestone for African-Americans, he's Canadian.
What's wrong with that? Oh, he's Canadian, like a bummer. African-Canadian?
Yeah, he's African-Canadian. Like, that doesn't do me any good, man. I was feeling all good, like, all right, a brother from Canada? What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I know.
Yeah, I was like, cool, man, that's good. And they're like, oh, yeah, they're slave owners. The first 9 presidents, right? It sounds very American. I'm like, all right, all right. So when he graduates, he's like, yeah, I'm moving back to Canada and taking him. Like, thanks.
People talk about white basketball players. I'm like, yeah, but Steve Nash was Canadian.
I know. You've said this for years, and I'm like, doesn't matter? And now I'm happy.
Yeah, no,
it
doesn't matter.
See, it flipped over.
Yes,
it
doesn't matter.
Yes, it did.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Like, man, still got the shaft.
Just means he's nicer. That's all it means. Really, he's more polite. He's a nicer guy.
Yeah,
he's Canadian. He's the valedictorian.
Yeah,
you can drink into the table, and he's nice about it.
No, I don't care.
And I thought you were just going to hit me with, of course, the one time you got a black dude in there. They're not having the ceremony.
I was going to point that out, but since he's Canadian, I don't care.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
The hell with them.
At first, I felt bad for that. But then I'm like, oh, Canadian. Never mind. So, let's drink to him.
Give me a fat pill, buddy.
We pour this booze, then we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So, over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Courtney. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola. Hola. Steve, let's get to know our contestant, Courtney. Courtney, what are you doing during the lockdown there?
Making deliveries.
Who are you delivering for?
Uber Eats.
Oh, you are?
I was hoping you were saying you were like a baby nurse.
How busy have you been?
Kind of busy. I'm a stay-at-home mom when I'm not working, so I have three, so it's nice to get out and have a little bit of
time. Yeah, I'll take one more delivery. No, I'll take two more. Okay, let me ask you this. Is there anything in particular that is really difficult to drive around with in your car because you just want to reach into that bag and if it wasn't for that sticker, grab a delicious McDonald's French fry? Is there anything that you just like...
You want to eat the food before you deliver
it. About maybe I could go pick something up there before I go home kind of thing, you know?
Wendy's Nuggets. I don't know, they're just
that
nuggets.
Spicy or regular?
The regular one.
Really? Didn't a famous person bring back the spicy nuggets that they didn't have on the menu for a while? Somebody was tweeting about it.
They came back, and then I want to say, the quarterback for the Cowboys, Dak
Prescott.
Prescott. Right, and then I think in the huddle, he said something like, all right, let's go score a touchdown and go get some spicy nuggets.
Seriously. And then they came back.
Yeah, it was just because he's mic'd up. So you just hear it saying, like, they got spicy nuggets. I think I might have to go get some or something.
Well, Courtney, thank you for being out there doing what you're doing. I know it's a nice break from the home front as well, but people appreciate it. All right, let's do this.
All right there, Courtney, you understand how this here game is played.
Yeah.
Fantastic. As always, there are three stories in front of me. Two of them deal with the old tried and true race/ethnicity. The third story deals with the wonderful world of drugs. What direction would you like to go today?
Wonderful world of drugs.
You have children. You know what you need. That's right. Go where the knowledge is.
I mean, you can't eat your children, but you can still get high.
Yeah, so, right. That'll keep you from killing them.
Pretty sure I have a t-shirt that says that.
Getting high will keep you from killing your children.
Don't want to eat your kids.
That's why it's essential.
Right.
A holiday keeps the kids at bay.
Yeah, it really does. They think daddy's just always smiling. It's like daddy's stoned, but yes.
So you have to start counting your joints because your kids came over and go, wait a minute.
All right, here is your story.
Now, this was a six-pack.
Right.
I believe this is in Florida. I believe it's Florida. Anyway, David Gale. That's the man's name. He was arrested for having enough of a drug to potentially, they say, kill more than 500,000 people. Now, deputies obtained a warrant to search 43-year-old David's house and said they found about 2.2 pounds of this particular drug. And that much, they said, when taken in high doses, would be fatal. They also found methamphetamine. They also found half an ounce of hashish. They also found cocaine. They also found marijuana. Now,
this guy's one-stop shopping.
This dude, right. I mean, this guy, he's like your supermarket. Right.
One guy comes in with dreadlocks, the other guy with gold chains. I mean, he's like everybody. With three teeth.
Well, he now faces one count of trafficking methamphetamine and then separate charges for the possession of coke and the weed and drug paraphernalia and for being in possession of a structure known for manufacturing drugs.
What the?
Child present, 2.2 pounds.
Yeah, but how many people did they say it could kill?
500,000.
500,000 people.
Now, in addition to those charges, deputies say Gale also had an outstanding warrant of two counts for the sale of heroin within 1,000 feet of a school. You get what this guy's rap sheet's all about. You understand the dude we're playing with here. The question is, what was the deadly drug that David had 2.2 pounds of, which to me is the hint? Was it heroin, Oxycontin, fentanyl, or morphine? So heroin, oxys, fentanyl, or morphine, one of those four, there's 2.2 pounds of it.
I'm going to go with fentanyl.
Fentanyl would seem to be the obvious choice based on the amount of it and how potent it is and what it does.
What does it do, man? I don't know much about it. I mean, I know
it's
the name's
like,
out
it's
there.
Like an opiate times 100.
It knocks you the F out.
Okay. Courtney, have you ever had fentanyl?
Not... Fentanyl, I'm an ex-addict. I've been clean for almost 2 years now, but I used to do heroin. So I used to, like, I mean, I know people that did it. So, but it does, yeah, it knocks you out.
But you could feasibly go buy heroin that's cut with fentanyl, and that's a problem with, you know, a lot of people that are dropping. Is the fact that it's cut with this stuff and people think they're...
Pittsburgh or all those people...
Oh, man, it's been like Huntington, West Virginia had an outbreak of like 45... Ohio really got blasted.
Yeah. Pittsburgh was it was like a party and people were doing lines of it and like dropping out one by
okay.
one.
Okay.
And kept doing it.
Courtney, since you know a little bit about drugs, how did you used to do heroin, by the way?
I smoked it.
Okay. Now, with morphine, correct, that's a liquid form of a drug. So a liquid form of a drug... You have to inject it. I don't know if you could...
Can't just drink it?
Yeah, I don't know how...
Dude, I think morphine you could almost drink.
I think by the poundage, okay, because it's 2-point-some pounds, all right?
Yeah, 2.2 pounds.
Oxys are pills.
Right around a kilo, basically.
Fentanyl, I don't know how that's... I don't know if that's a powder. I just know morphine is a liquid. So it would seem like from a weight perspective, if you have 2.2 pounds of something... The morphine might be a good way to go just based on the weight. But then again, I mean, I guess if it's fentanyl, you've got a bigger package if you got 2.2 pounds.
I do have a bigger package. Thank you.
You just also don't hear a ton about morphine.
You really don't.
No, I mean, not unless you get it from a hospital. My buddy... My buddy used to have it on him all the time, but that was his thing. He worked in a hospital. He was a nurse.
Generally, you got to get really injured to, like... The only time I've seen morphine was somebody that fell down a giant hole and... You guys know, and broke his jaw and everything. So he had morphine on him because his jaw was literally wired shut.
Which was beneficial to all of us, believe me.
Yeah, it was. I mean...
Yeah, it's one thing about morphine. You forget how to tie your shoes and even put them on.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I'm with you. I feel like fentanyl, just because it's so deadly, and there is a couple pounds of it.
Okay.
Right? It's still going to be a powdered form.
Yeah, I guess. I really don't know much about it.
And you said you don't know where this guy is. Not that it matters, because he had everything.
Man.
You say it's Florida?
Hernando County? Is that Florida or California? Maybe Arizona? I don't know.
I like how we automatically just assume it's got to be Florida or California.
Because you're pretty safe guessing Florida for anything that's bad, stupid, or makes no sense to you.
All right, we're going
to
say it's Florida anyway, Courtney. So what are you thinking here? Do you want to stick with your original guess of fentanyl?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with fentanyl.
Ted, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, I mean, just given what he's got, I feel like he's trying to use fentanyl to stretch out his bad drugs. And then just the amount, Thrill said, you could get over 500,000 people dead.
500, that's what they
are. So right, and fentanyl takes, like, no amount. Whereas I think it would take a lot more morphine to get somebody in a bad place. Fentanyl is, like, nothing, and they're screwed.
Courtney and Ted, you're on team fentanyl. I'm going to be on team morphine here. And we're going to find out if it was heroin, OxyContin, fentanyl, or morphine next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, don't we believe we head to Florida? Florida man arrested after they found 2 pounds of drugs. 2.2 pounds of drugs.
2.2.
Which, you know, in the drug world, it's 2.2 pounds. But when you find out that that's enough to kill 500,000 people, that's a big deal. And then a ton of other drugs. You name it. Meth was in there.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, everything.
He had a lot of stuff going on.
Hold on, baby.
Yeah, you hold on.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
My kids up from daycare.
No, Courtney, you're fine. Don't worry about them. Leave them there.
Just leave them.
Go home and have a lovely night by yourself.
Yeah. All right, well, Courtney, we asked you the question. What was the drug that this guy had where 2.2 pounds could possibly kill 500,000 people? Was it heroin, OxyContin, fentanyl, or morphine? Now, you and Ted both went fentanyl, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Miles, you went morphine. But Courtney, you first. Congratulations.
Oh,
Courtney and Ted Wyman.
See there? A little drug history, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Nice work.
You said, you still hear a lot about morphine.
You
outside
really
of hospitals. Mm.
Courtney, you went a night at home with your children. Congratulations.
You're lucky.
Thank you for playing profile.
A bunch of people started making comments about people that get morphine. You don't want to be any of the people. They're like, oh, cancer patients. I'm like, I don't want that.
It's the worst case.
Horrible.
Right. Things are real bad.
It's like being on Real Sports, the Brian Gumbel.
Oh, yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices will be the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher on the list.
Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Or Ted Smith and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, all these guys have teams of professional writers that come up with their monologues each and every show. Let's you to determine, is it a late night joke and if so from whom, or is it a The Ted Smith original?
Dunkin' Donuts has started selling DIY donut kits that come with a variety of frosting and sprinkles. It's perfect if you want to give your kids a 30-second activity and yourself an hour of cleaning.
Kimmel. Yeah, Kimmel.
Fallon.
Damn it.
Dunkin' Donuts has started offering DIY donut kits that come with a variety of frosting and sprinkles. It's perfect if you want to give your kids a 30-second activity and yourself an hour of cleaning.
Everything is going bankrupt. Gold's Gym's bankrupt. Hertz is going to go bankrupt. J. Crew. Of course, but that's understandable. When half the country is desperate unemployed, you don't want to walk around looking like a yuppie.
Bill Maher.
That's what I was
going to say. It's got to be Bill Maher, yeah.
Everything's going bankrupt. The Gold's Gym went bankrupt this week. Hertz is going to go bankrupt. J. Crew. Of course, that's understandable. When half the country is desperate and unemployed, you don't want to walk around looking like a yuppie.
It's funny, man. J. Crew was massive back in the day.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was very popular to be a yuppie.
Yeah, I was telling Robin the other day, a guy that I knew, he was wearing a hat once, and my cousin, who was like 17, Tom, goes, who's the J. Crew?
Oh, he thought like it was a crew for some cat named him. We're the J. Crew. With the dance squad.
It's a hard knock life.
Yeah, right? Americans are making more impulse buys during the pandemic than we did before, according to a new survey. A lot of those impulse buys are things we're stocking up on, like cleaning supply, beer, and chips.
SNL.
That was Ted Smith.
All right. Nice work.
Just felt personal.
Right.
It really did. I'm like,
Chad, your chips get in here. One of Michael Jordan's former teammates, Craig Hodges, is criticizing Jordan, saying he broke the player's code by revealing in the new documentary, The Last Dance, that he saw teammates having a cocaine party. Hodges said he would like an apology from Jordan, as well as just like $20, $10, or $5.
That's a cocaine joke. That's either going to be
SNL.
Che or Bill Maher.
That's Che. Yeah.
One of Michael Jordan's former teammates, Craig Hodges, is criticizing Jordan, saying that he broke the player's code by revealing in the new documentary, The Last Dance, that he saw teammates having a cocaine party. Hodges said he'd like an apology from Jordan as well as just $20 or $10 or $5.
Come on, man.
A new study out, one of the hardest businesses to find the one in. Damn it.
What?
All right, let me start that one again. What's the hardest business to find the one in? According to a new survey at Jennifer Aniston, it's acting.
Oh, damn. Ted Smith.
SNL.
That's fine.
I can tell because you couldn't get through it.
I know. Sorry.
You've been waiting the whole day and then you blew it.
I know.
That's a good one.
Just read through it next week. I ought to send somebody else. Send Bill Maher. No one would be that cruel.
Actually, I'm going to be dead honest. That one just came to me. All right. Panda Express employees around the country are reporting an increase of racism directed to them due to the coronavirus.
Who is?
The Panda Express employees.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Express employees around the country are reporting an increase of racism directed at them due to the coronavirus. But that's way worse for the employees over at Bat on a Stick.
SNL. Yeah, it's SNL.
Panda Express employees around the country are reporting an increase in racism directed at them due to the coronavirus. But it's way worse for employees over at Bat on a Stick.
So people like to get fired up about stuff. SNL this week did a whole skit about letting kids drink.
All right.
So it's just like one of those songs. Did anybody watch SNL this week?
I did not. No.
All right. So they're just saying like, hey. So in the video, there's kids drinking, right? But these aren't 16 and 17 year olds, right? That you might think about. Like they're small children.
Oh. Right.
So it's obviously a joke. But yet some people were like, oh, it's basically like you shouldn't have done that. Like they shouldn't have kids drinking and everything. And
they didn't.
Right. They didn't. That's what I'm saying.
They didn't have kids drinking. You know what? You might want to stop all kids' movies. Because in the movie Goonies, you shouldn't have kids breaking into abandoned buildings and running through the sewage system trying to find... Like, listen, relax. Mm-hmm. Don't leave your kids home alone over Christmas. Yeah. Well, it's a movie called Home Alone. You're not putting the kids in... how do you not piece together how stupid you are the minute you say this? Those kids shouldn't be drinking. They're not drinking.
And half the joke is just about how much the parents are drinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then Beck Bennett just drinking by himself.
In a European way or in a Catholic way, I mean, it's not uncommon a 14-year-old to have a glass of wine at dinner or something like that on the weekend. Like, I think as long as you're around...
Catholic way?
Well, I mean...
There's wine at mass, man. You get a sip of it. Right. We never had wine at
Catholic,
dinner.
My Catholic friends were drinking all the time at dinner. That was just part of the... I mean, that's just what they did. They were allowed to have a glass of wine on Sunday with dinner. All of them. And they always told you, we can get a glass of wine with
Either
dinner.
Either way, it's kids acting.
Yeah, right. It's kids acting.
My God.
Right, and that's the whole thing.
You shouldn't shoot people. Sylvester Stallone's never killed anyone, but when he's John Rambo, sure.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. It's like these kids are drinking cocktails and stuff. Like, it's obviously a joke. Mm-hmm. And some of them are like four.
Those kids were drinking.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm saying, there's a huge difference. If you made a video that said, let the kids drink, and it's a bunch of high schoolers, you go, okay, that seems to be a problem.
Right. Mm-hmm. These are children.
Yeah, it's like if you watch shows about high schools, right? Like, say, The Outer Banks. Like, I made a comment the other day. I said, there's no way high school kids drink this much. And somebody was like, you didn't drink in high school? Like, listen, man, I ain't saying I didn't drink in high school. Of course I drank some in high school.
You didn't drink that much.
What I'm saying is, we didn't have monster parties or go to bars and restaurants and people served us.
How far are you along on that show?
I think I'm almost done.
Okay.
But the problem is, I dip in and out of it. The other show I've been watching is The Last Dance. Now, I'll ask again. I know the answer is going to be no. Has anybody caught up on The Last Dance?
No.
No. All right. Man.
The Last Dance is the show about?
Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a documentary, but it's also not, because Jordan kind of controls the whole
narrative
in it. But there's just some crazy stuff that comes out of it. Number one, and again, this doesn't take anything away from my admiration for those Bulls teams or Michael Jordan as hands down the greatest athlete of all time when it comes to basketball. He is a psychopath.
Yeah, you got him.
A complete psycho. Mm-hmm. Not even like a little bit. Like, he told a story that was like basically like he would just lie to fire himself up. But he would name people and be like, well, this person said this or that to me. And by the end of his career, they're like, no, he's just lying. And there's some story like... that he just torches some rookie for the Bullets or the Wizards back in the day. And like the dude's like, I never said that to him.
Right.
And all the story was the guy said, good game. He got all pissed off because George Karl didn't say hi to him in a restaurant before they started a series with the Sonics. And it's like, basically, like, the funny thing is, if you watch this, it's basically like Michael Jordan is going to be mad about something with you.
He's going to be petty. He's going to find really good.
He needs to figure out a way to inspire himself to have that mindset of being angry at you, because that's how he does better when he plays. New redemption song. You know what I mean?
Right, but it's...
But usually you're telling yourself athletes, the truth. If right. I'm lying to myself, I can't get motivated. It's like, I'm going to kick Ted's ass in this game. Well, Ted never said it. Right, I'm not actually angry.
Mm. So you have to find a way to kind of gear yourself up to have that kind of mentality.
But to me,
going
it's simple.
In.
Anything competitive, like the man standing across from you plans on stopping you. Frank, like me, that pisses me off, right? You don't have to say anything. You're going to line up against me. Hey, now that said, you're going to torch my ass. But I will go in motivated.
It is the psychology of the business. We used to have the bulletin board when we went in.
for the week, all right? So the bulletin board would be the team you're playing, and then it would be all the things from everything in the press kits.
Of course, yeah.
To where these kids would pick to go to school. So in other words, West Virginia offered this guy a scholarship. Instead, he decided to go to Pitt.
All right.
So just know this. He rejected the Mountaineers. You have also his sister's names. You have all kinds of things. If they say anything in the press, you have all of their quotes about anything negative. And it's just, even if they were your best friends, it's just fuel for the fire.
But
you know what I mean?
Look, and I hear you, but you need to understand. When you watch this, you'll understand it more. He is a, I almost cursed there. He is a lunatic.
He's a psychopath.
And people that like...
Right, and he's lying. I mean, that's
right,
the difference.
That's the thing. He's lying. He's none of this was real. Truth, right. He would just make it up and then name names. Like, that's the part where I kind of went, damn, dude. You got to name check somebody in a lie that you completely met. Listen, I fathom how it worked for him and stuff. And to his credit, he also mentioned how hard he was on his teammates. And he just said, look, I mean, he basically is almost in tears. And he just said, I never would ask anybody in practice to do anything Michael Jordan hadn't done.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like so worked up. He goes, break. And they just have to like break from filming him. So like you fathom where he's coming from. And he's the greatest basketball player of all time. But you're just like, dude, like some of his old teammates, they were like, is he a nice guy? And they're just kind of like, well.
Nobody wants to say no.
And everybody says the same thing. Like, you like winning.
That says a lot, right?
He's also, look, he's Michael Jordan, so he gets to me. But he's also just so arrogant. Like, they ask him about some players, and he just laughs. Because the idea that they could even think they're close to his level. And that's the other thing. If you say, this guy's guarding you, he doesn't think you're on his level. He goes, that's a personal insult to me. It's like, well, Michael, it's basketball. Somebody's got to guard you.
That's what he does. That's his job, man. I'm insulted, right? It's just my job, man.
How does he seem now? Is he a better person through this? Is he the same person he's always been? Is it the same in business? Is it the same in life? You know what I mean?
I don't know. It seems like he's still that way. Because, I mean, listen, he won't talk to Charles Barkley because Charles Barkley said he was a bad owner or president of a team once.
Correct.
And still won't talk to Charles
Barkley. And Charles Barkley's job was to be someone
who commentator.
Gave opinions about
like
the NBA.
Like a guard.
And when your team sucks, you can't say, well, the Bobcats are really good even though they had the worst record in the NBA. Right. Their management sure is good.
Right, so to answer your question, I mean, listen, I'll repeat that story. Is he still the same way today? He won't talk to Charles Barkley because... Yeah.
So, yes.
To his credit, though, when he played baseball, he was a hard worker and everybody liked him. And Terry Francona.
Because he sucked.
Who's now the manager in Cleveland, who was the manager in Boston, was his minor league manager.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And it's just weird. Is Terry's all young and they're like in some game and he gets a triple and Terry's like mic'd up. And it's just weird to see the interactions. It's the greatest basketball player. And then he's just like, nice triple, homie.
This homie. Is the quote I read about Michael Jordan when he first started playing baseball. And I always remember this. It was an anonymous source. But they just said, dude couldn't hit a curveball with an ironing board.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, maybe this is not for you.
Right. And that was Francona's part, though, too. It's like he learned to hit a curveball halfway through the season. He's like, look, you give him 1,500 more at-bats, he could have done that.
And at this point in time, you also have to remember the era, which was people could play more than one sport, so the best in their biz were doing it. And so I think he wanted to try to compete on that level. To
sure.
Start.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you get like somebody
he's
like,
a competitor, man, so he's not doing anything.
So his father dies. Like, it's a tragic thing. Like, he just... And Jordan's whole thing is like, look, I'd planned. I'd already told my dad we were going to try this.
My uncle lived in Richmond for a number of years, and I used to go down there all the time and see him, and short drive, whatever. At one point in time, Deion Sanders was put down on assignment because he was injured.
All right.
So he's coming back. He's playing for the Richmond Braves. So we get to go to a game that night.
All
it's
right.
Sold out. It's Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders was 5 for 5 with 6 stolen bases.
Yeah.
I can believe
like they
that.
Put him back in to like steal more base. Like he get on first and steal the whole way around. I mean,
are you guys big One Direction fans?
Oh, the biggest.
Is that Harry Styles?
Yes.
Well, ooh, Target. Well done.
Thank you.
A candle at Target is selling out because reportedly it smells like Harry Styles.
I don't know that I like anyone that much.
It's called Cashmere Vanilla. Which
sounds like an insult.
I think that's that lighter brown one. Pretty sure I've had that thing in my house.
That reminds you of Harry Styles.
After like a 3-day bender.
So no, wait. Is it supposed to smell like Harry Styles or people bought the candle and said,
or what he wears?
I think somebody must have said, hey, it smells like Harry Styles, and Harry Styles fans went out and bought it.
Okay. That's all it takes.
It's kind of weird.
Well, the hug days are over, so no one will know what Harry smells like anymore.
Which what candle sells worse? The Dog the Bounty Hunter smells like you think Dog the Bounty Hunter, or smells like the way Andre the Giant used to look?
You know what? I take the Dog the Bounty Hunter smell.
I think it would smell
like Coppertone.
He seems like a cologne.
He would smell like coconut.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be coconut and cologne. Yeah.
Yeah, coconut and sunshine.
And hair product.
Let's see. Some action for the weekend. The UFC did return.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it.
And?
You know, had a little fun and went 0-5 on the damn fights.
So you are picking?
Yes. Horribly.
You went 0-5.
0-5.
Okay.
How Mr. Ferguson managed to... I don't know. I was excited. I also watched some competitive cornhole. Is that also returned this week?
No, I was playing cornhole just yesterday. In fact.
You do the ring thing down in Everett.
Down in Tacoma.
I'm sorry, down in Tacoma. But
Cage Sport MMA.
Was the
what's the golf course you like down there? Think that way.
It's called Allenmore. So did it sound as like as you say when you sit up there, you hear everything, you see everything.
Right. So when you go to a local event, right? You're going to hear a lot more of just fists on flesh action. So, yeah, there were commentators were there, but it was just still in an arena, which seemed kind of odd.
So could you hear was it like when you sit up front?
Yes. Okay. It was much more like, you know, I always try to explain this. Like, if you watch UFC with no start to respect body shots so much more.
Right.
Because you get so used to just seeing a guy take a body shot.
And you don't think it's anything.
Yeah, so, or leg kicks or anything like that.
You're right, man. When you hear it, there's something about the sound of someone's shin hitting someone else's shoulder, one of those crazy-ass kicks. Like, oh, my God.
But then you have the trainers that jump in, everybody, and then Rogan comes in and interviews people, the winner or the loser.
He was still interviewing him.
So was he still doing that whole thing?
He was.
Okay.
I read a report today that maybe they told him not to, but he was like, the hell with it. Also, Rogan, I respect. Like, he's obviously a massive part of the UFC, but he took every chance he could to kind of have fun with it. And, like, I don't know why we're in a giant arena.
Yeah, I mean, look, like, you don't need
this. We could have done this in a warehouse.
You could have done it in someone's backyard. Like,
it still had to be exciting to watch, though, entertaining. Though.
It was great. Yeah, I mean, look, I miss live sports. I will say I feel a little bit sorry for the city of Jacksonville. They finally got a UFC event nobody could go to.
Oh, no.
What happens in Florida.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman who was filmed masturbating in a China IKEA goes viral for, well, masturbating in an IKEA. In England, a burglar is busted after his butt trumpet smelled just like diarrhea. Ten-story hotel in Athens, Greece, told to take off the top two floors. Montana man busted with drug-free t-shirt on is single, ladies, and he's all yours. And a postal carrier in Ohio works through rain, snow, sleet, and hail, but really likes the snow. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story, we go over to jolly old England, where a man was due to be arrested. Officers approached the man's home with an arrest warrant, but ended up having to chase him after he fled. The officers weren't quite able to run him down as they lost him in a wooded area, but luckily for them, he accidentally gave away his position. He must have lost a little bit of control while running away, as the sound of breaking wind was heard coming from a nearby bush, alerting the officer to his location, and he was arrested.
Smell it.
The officer couldn't help himself when posting about the incident, saying, quote, "I was almost out of wind running, but luckily the suspect still had some."
He's the second dude, I would say, in the last 12 to 15 months, who got busted.
That's right.
Right, because remember, last year, I want to say it was, another dude, fairly similar situation, he was hiding in the bushes, that's what it was.
Right.
They could not find him. He's hiding, and then...
I mean, adrenaline does a lot, but it's supposed to save you, not hurt you that much.
Oh.
Stop it. Before the heist.
Yeah, that would be my giveaway. guys, just give me a minute. I'll come on, my hands up.
Garlic,
do you have a sock?
In other news, in Montana, police released the mugshot of a man that had been arrested wearing a fitting t-shirt. The shirt reads, quote, "Drug-free, just ran out yesterday." And you'll never guess what the man was arrested for.
Drugs.
Drug possession.
Mm.
It was a marijuana charge, among other things, but the shirt works nonetheless.
I mean, I don't know what it is, but I really feel like you're giving up your position. We said it last week with, like, putting the Grateful Dead dancing bears on the back of your Volkswagen van.
Right.
The cops know you got weed. Now weed's legal, it's fine.
But if you're in a state that doesn't have legal weed, probably not best to walk around with a marijuana leaf on your shirt.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah.
That's all it is, man.
Right.
Like, I don't wear a shirt, future murderer.
It's exactly.
Just, you should be like, maybe I'm calling attention myself. I don't
right.
know.
Speaking of drugs, we go to Ohio where a woman was arrested for selling while on the job. The woman was arrested after she was found selling cocaine while on her mail route. Authorities busted her after a 3-month investigation.
Man, oh man, there are a lot of bummed out people on that mail route.
Right. I started thinking about it. That's actually brilliant.
It is. I mean, it depends on the zip code you're servicing.
Sure.
You know, coke is expensive. So I feel if you're delivering mail to certain neighborhoods, like you ain't fooling me, player. I can get something for you.
Right. I just feel like the mail carrier is one that nobody's really looking at.
Well, that's what she thought.
Yeah. She just drops off the package. That's all she needs to do. Took them 3 months. Who says fun can't happen in Applebee's?
That long.
It really
no,
does.
No, it's not long at all, Dad.
That's not a super big criminal enterprise.
Although I think it's probably pretty easy. If you're a cop, you go to some of these addresses, like, do you want to go down for this? Or would you
right.
like to? Right.
Exactly. We did cover this a little bit earlier today. We go to Tennessee, where two men were arrested for causing a ruckus. Police were responding to reports of an incident at the restaurant and arrived to find two men fleeing while being chased by employees. Officers pulled over the SUV that they were fleeing in, where they found both suspects visibly impaired. And after arresting them for DUI and public intoxication, it was reported that they had become upset in the restaurant after last call was made and they began flipping tables in the restaurant.
Again, you're lucky enough to be sitting in an Applebee's right now.
Right.
At all. You know, and I know it's Tennessee, but still, you know, here you are, you're in the Applebee's, and it's last call. You're not getting kicked out.
I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, it's last call.
Right.
Like, what are you so mad
it's
about?
It's not personal.
They're closing down the doors. They got to wipe down the table so that you can come back in tomorrow. And I like Applebee's. Why are you having such a bad time at Applebee's?
I don't know what kind of neighborhood they eat in, but man.
Right.
Not the way to treat the Applebee's eating good in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go.
IKEA released a statement that they'll be upping their security after a video was made within one of their stores in China. Again, we covered this a little bit earlier today. The video has since gone viral online and features the pornographic material of a woman flying solo in the IKEA while other shoppers walk around in the background.
Ooh, she's touching her farfignuken.
The Swedish meatballs.
Do you need extra security?
There's a Swedish word for that. You could put on some instructions.
No one would have any idea.
I was thinking the same thing that you were, Steve.
Like, dude, it happened, all right? This is not because of lack of security. Theft is lack of security. Someone masturbating on the sofa at IKEA, poor choice by
gross.
That person.
Yeah. Right.
Step one, buy a canoe.
Just, if you need to release a statement saying, yes, we did not let her do this, she snuck in and did it on her own accord.
We know.
We understand that that's the thing, but you don't have to up the security for this.
Yeah, you only need to really issue a statement if she approached security, said, may I masturbate on some of your furniture? And they said, sure. Right, then you need to, we understand what happened here. It's not you.
And you're not buying them off the showroom floor. I've been there. They got a giant-ass warehouse.
Ain't buying that one.
Exactly.
I'll have what she's having.
In Michigan, authorities.
An orgasm.
In Michigan, authorities responded to a report from a witness saying that they could hear a couple arguing in their neighborhood. They arrived on the scene to find a man running from his home, saying that his live-in girlfriend had attacked him. During the argument between the two, the woman had grabbed a frying pan and had hit him over the head with it multiple times.
Ooh.
And had even stabbed one of his car tires with a kitchen knife. When approached by officers, the woman was still confrontational, but the situation was de-escalated and she was arrested without further incident.
Yeah, I think that was a cast iron skillet.
God,
that's
I
the only
not.
Thing I can.
I mean, that's what I'm grabbing. I mean, I'm thinking like egg pan, like ding, that wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, but it's
man.
Domestic, so she probably went with the lighter one.
I can
save the cast iron skillet for someone broke into your house.
Right,
I'd have my pick knife on me.
Here you go. I consider myself a strong man, and I've got a cast iron skillet. I can't imagine wielding that thing as a weapon in an argument.
And I know you. I know you wouldn't understand this, and neither would I. But do you know how hard it is to puncture a tire with a knife?
Oh yeah. That is tough rubber,
man.
It
is not. Like, you think, I'll just slit their tires. It doesn't go down like that.
No.
You might cut your hand off.
Right. She didn't have that big old butcher knife, man.
No.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as Ryan Castle will be in. And once again, we will sit and spin from his dungeon basement studio.
Yes, indeed. Sex dungeon, by the way. Sex dungeon. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.